Here's a little story about how love works. In other words, the energy or the power that we call love. Rudy and I were taking a walk, and we walked down the boardwalk, about a mile along the ocean. We came across this rowboat that was tied kind of differently to a rock. Normally I would just look at it and keep walking, but for some reason I felt the urge to closely look at the boat. So I walked up to the boat, studied it. There are hundreds of boats exactly like this one. Because we right now live in a place where there are 1,000 boats. There is one marina after another. Before I go on, all these marinas have boats in them. And of all the possibilities of the different places where you could have your boat, ours, my boat, is sitting at the very best spot you could possibly have. Of all the conditions you take into effect, our spot is the very best spot you could possibly have. What are the odds of that? Well, they're pretty high. Okay, let's go back to the story. I studied this boat, so I would be able to recognize it anywhere, anytime, even amidst all the other boats. Then Rudy and I went home, back to our boat. Late that night, I was watching a movie. I turned off the movie to take Rudy for a walk. I opened the door to go outside, to walk along the outside of my boat, and go into another door to put on my jacket and coat and so forth. There was a guy next to our boat, in that rowboat. As he sort of saw me, he got a little bit startled and rowed away. I put on my jacket, my shoes, got Rudy. We started walking down our dock towards the land side to take Rudy for his bathroom break. Normally we turn right when we get to the land side, but this time we turned left. And what do we see? It's this guy rowing his boat along another section of dock, not belonging to the section that we live on. He rowed it for quite a while. We walked slowly. Didn't pay too much attention, but I kind of kept him in the corner of my eye. He went to one of the docks, tied up the rowboat exactly the way a person that owns a boat would tie his boat. Went onto the dock, walked down the dock, it's quite a ways, and then made a turn and walked down that dock, and then disappeared. I knew he didn't belong there, not because he seemed out of place, I just knew he didn't belong. Normally, I don't do too much interfering. I'll explain that later. But I went back to our dock, knocked on the supervisor's boat, and mentioned to him that there's someone over at the other dock that doesn't belong there. And where he was fairly close to my boat, just on a different dock. So I went back to my boat, stood outside, watched and waited. It took the boys quite a while to find them because they had to search every single boat with flashlights, looking to make sure the locks were okay, looking under the tarps. So it took them about an hour and a half to find them. But they did finally find him. Everything was fine. He wasn't harmed. I made sure of that. I had a good feeling about the guy. He just, something was amiss. Anyway, they brought him down the dock to a little office, and I followed along, made sure everything was fine till the police got there, and then I went home. Now, I want you to look at these coincidences and circumstances, because in the universe, there are no mistakes, there are no accidents. The universe is not random. Everything is perfectly calculated out. Exactly like a movie, all the events and circumstances and the people are drawn together in the right combination to get the outcome. We create the outcome, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, we create the outcome. The person was attracted to me, was brought literally to me. He could have been caught by 100 different people. But he came to me at the right time where I would have saw him. 2 minutes before, 2 minutes after, and I would never have seen him. The timing was perfect. Everything, even the fact that I saw the boat earlier that day. When you start sending love, radiating love, or even working with the 3.6 million in a way that I explained, you will begin to radiate love. You are, in a sense, becoming the light. And as you're becoming the light, you are going to attract the moths to you. Moths are a little creature that looks like a butterfly. They sleep during the day and hide away from the light. At night, they come out and they look for the light. When we become more radiant, we're going to attract people who are looking for help, whether they know it or not. They're not looking for our wisdom, our guidance, or are yakking to them, you know, telling them how they should be. That's not what they're looking for. They're just looking for that thing that is radiating from you. And by just kindly, joyously, caringly, understandingly, giving them your focus, that radiance is going to them. And by my standing on my boat and being totally neutral, in other words, caring for that person, same as any other person, having no negative feelings towards them, I held the radiance, and by my attention, the radiance went to them, to him, and also the people looking for him. When they found him, it was very peaceful, very calm. The whole thing was very relaxed. There was no shouting, no pushing, nothing. They just said, you've got to come with us, we're going to call the police. And that's it, and they walked them down the boardwalk. By the time they got to the end of the boardwalk, the police was already coming down the other end of the boardwalk. Everything was fine. The reasons why all this was put together, we'll never know. There's no way we can ever know all the circumstances and the reasons for it. What might have happened if this circumstance hadn't come and unfolded this way, we'll never know that either.